Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good day. Here are the stories for the Manila Times for Thursday, April 18, 2024. Today's episode is brought to you by Wilcon Depot, the Philippines' leading home improvement and construction supplies retailer, your trusted building partner. Court overturns ban on Smartmatic. The Supreme Court has reversed the Commission on Elections, COMELEC, decision to disqualify Smartmatic from participating in any public bidding for elections, saying the poll body was guilty of grave abuse of discretion. In a decision issued here on Tuesday, the Supreme Court on Bank unanimously granted the petition for certiorari filed by Smartmatic TIM Corporation and Smartmatic Philippines Incorporated and reversed the November 29, 2023 resolution of the COMELEC on Bank, which disqualified Smartmatic from participating in any public bidding for elections. However, the court recognized that requiring the COMELEC to conduct another round of public bidding would seriously disrupt its preparations for the 2025 national and local elections and potentially jeopardize the very conduct of the polls. Survey: support for Duterte in senatorial race dips. Former President Rodrigo Duterte slipped into second place among contenders for the 2025 Senate race in the latest Publicus Asia survey results released on Wednesday. In its Pahayag 2024 first quarter survey, conducted from March 14 to 18 among 1,500 respondents, Publicus Asia noted intriguing shifts in voter predispositions amid the anticipation and speculation surrounding the 2025 senatorial elections. Scholars file complaint against CHED chief before ombudsman. 10 indigenous student scholars from South Cotabato filed a complaint against Commission on Higher Education, CHED, Chairman Prospero de Vera III before the Office of the Ombudsman for failing to release their living allowances for 3 school years starting in 2021. De Vera has already been under fire for failing to make use of a P10.3 billion fund meant for free tuition and living allowances of government scholars under Republic Act 10,931 or the Universal Access to Quality Tertiary Education Act. The 10 Manitobong students accused De Vera of negligence of duties and responsibilities as a public official, violation of the Ease of Doing Business Act, grave abuse of power and authority, and moral injury to students and educational institutions. DFA to Filipinos in Middle East, be alert. The Department of Foreign Affairs advised Filipinos in the Middle East to be alert and updated amid the volatile security situation in the region. It said that Alert Level 2, which restricts the deployment of Filipino workers in Israel, remains in place. Iran launched an unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel Saturday in apparent retaliation for a deadly April 1 air strike on its embassy in Damascus, which killed 7 of Iran's Revolutionary Guards, 2 of them generals. There are more than 30,000 Filipinos in Israel, mostly caregivers, while there are over 2,000 in Iran. The Philippine Embassy in Tel Aviv recommended that non-essential travel from the Philippines to Israel be postponed indefinitely, or until such time that the situation has stabilized. Quibiloy urged to face Senate. Former Senate President Franklin Drilon on Wednesday called on Apollo Quibiloy, the head of the Kingdom of Jesus Christ, to obey the law and present himself to a Senate inquiry. The Senate issued an arrest order after the embattled pastor was held in contempt for ignoring the summons of the Senate Committee on Women, Children, Family Relations and Gender Equality, headed by Sen. Risa Ontiveros. On March 22, Quibiloy's camp filed a petition for certiorari, with the issuance of a temporary restraining order and or preliminary injunction before the Supreme Court to contest the Senate's arrest order against him. The High Court denied the petition. Business: peso drop not enough to affect policy direction. Over to business, the peso's plunge versus the dollar is not yet significant enough to significantly affect the direction of monetary policy, Banco Central ng Pilipinas Governor Eli Remolona Jr. said. The currency weakened further on Wednesday, closing at 57.184 pesos against the greenback, after hitting a near 17-month low a day earlier. It has now fallen for 5 straight days and is currently over the government's 55 to 57 pesos to $1 exchange rate assumption for 2024. Sports, Katantan, Jose R. Fencing's top bets. In sports, Filipino fencers Samantha Katantan and Noelito Jose present the best opportunities for the Philippines to send athletes in the sport of fencing at the 2024 Paris Olympics in July. The two, together with fellow fencers Nathaniel Perez and Haniel Abella, will see action in the Asian Olympic qualifying tournament on April 27 to 28 in Fujairah, United Arab Emirates. Opinion and editorial. Antonio Contreras, Yen Macabenta, and Danton Remoto are today's front page columnists. Contreras discusses the way to move forward in Bohol. Macabenta is thankful that former President Rodrigo Duterte and former House Speaker Pantaleon Alvarez are out of office, while Remoto talks about being a novelist. Today's editorial calls for a stronger response against the pertussis outbreak. Read the full version in the paper's opinion section or listen to the Voice of the Times. For more news and information, read the Manila Times on print, subscribe to its digital edition or log on to www.manilatimes.net. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok and LinkedIn, and be part of our communities on Viber, Telegram, and Mastodon.
Our longest trusted English newspaper since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer, order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice, trusted since 1898.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.